Hi, and welcome to The Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am The Lonely Triathlete, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on this Sunday, March 24th. Quick training update. Today, I did a true recovery run. Usually on Sundays, I get assigned a base run, which is an easy run, usually at an effort level of a 4 out of 10. So it's a kind of run, I guess you could say it was almost like marathon pace, except I certainly wouldn't do a marathon. I'd run for maybe 45 minutes. My longest runs are like an hour 20, hour 25, but that's way, way, way down into my program. So yeah, Sundays are usually an easy run. And remarkably, my program this week said, you know what? You've had a pretty decently hard week. So instead of an easy run today, we want you to do a recovery run. I was like, recovery? How's that different than easy? Well, a recovery run is at an effort of a 2 out of 10. Not a 4 out of 10, with a 2 out of 10. That's downright like jogging speed, like super easy. So I went for a 25 minute recovery run today, and I almost felt guilty and embarrassed by how slow I was going. But I did it, and I was hardly moving. Like I said, I was at easy jogging speed. And I barely broke a sweat, but it felt good. It felt good to get up and move and not put any stress on my body that I couldn't handle for my recovery. So there you go. Do you need a break? Have you had a really hard training week? Do you have a really hard training week coming up? Well, maybe you should try once in a while either doing nothing or, even better, doing a very, very, very easy recovery workout, either a run or a bike or even a swim. I mean, so easy, you would be embarrassed if anybody saw you doing it. That is a true recovery workout, and I highly recommend them every once in a while. Now, on to the subject of my thoughts for this week, which is all about controlling your inner environment, specifically having control of your mindset or your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions. Now, this is a tricky subject. At first I thought, well, this is really easy. I know what I'm going to say. I know what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about this on and off for the past 20, 25, 30 years. Makes a lot of sense to me. But then I was putting my notes together for today, and I thought, you know, this is a really complex notion. And already I can hear a lot of people making excuses for how their beliefs shouldn't change, or how they don't want their beliefs to change, or how they can't control their emotions. When something happens to them, they just respond in not only in a certain way, but they respond in the right way. So why would you want to change your mindset about certain things that happen in your life? So I'm just going to preface this all by saying I'm going to take a very, very simple approach to what I'm saying and relate it back to sport as much as I can. Again, to underscore what I'm talking about, I think that we have much more control over what we believe than we think we do. And again, I am very mindful that as I talk, there are people listening who don't want to change what they think, or don't think they can change how they believe and how they think, and therefore don't believe it's possible. And I agree with you. I think if you don't want to change, if you think you're right, if you think change is not possible, maybe it's not possible. Maybe one of the conditions to recognizing your control over your mind and your thoughts, and your belief systems is the desire to change. And only then is there the possibility of change. So let me get into a story and I'll explain what I mean by this. So many years ago, my mom related to me a story about how she had had an opinion about an event or about a person. And she expressed the opinion in polite company. And she got chastised for it. The people that heard her opinion were offended. They disagreed. They were upset. I think it may have hurt one of her friendships. And she was really bothered by what happened. So she told me about this. She told me about her opinion. And I said, wow, that's terrible and hurtful and painful. I can see that. How would you possibly avoid this in the future? And she said, oh, I know exactly how to avoid this in the future. I learned my lesson. And my learning is that I need to learn when to keep my mouth shut. And I said, I guess that's one way, just not expressing your opinion verbally out loud. Can't get in trouble. But I said, what if you were to change your opinion? What if you changed the way you thought about that circumstance or that situation? And she just looked at me like, what are you talking about? She said, I'm at my age, and she was 60. At my age, I can't change how I think about things. Mm. And we went back and forth a bit, and I said, well, if it's true that you can't change how you think about things or how you see things, then the whole profession of therapy doesn't work, because therapy is predicated upon the belief that people can examine themselves and change their behaviors in some way. She was having none of it. She just said, Todd, you don't get it. I'll never change. I'm not going to change. So I think that's the key right there. Didn't believe she had the ability to change and was not going to entertain the notion that she could if she wanted to. Because I think deep down inside, she felt powerless and wasn't going to take it any further. Now, fast forward 5 years, or maybe even longer. But let's just say it was 5 years, which is long enough. Out of the blue, on the phone, she said, Todd, I'm going to send you a book that I've discovered. It's changed my life. And I was like, wow, a book that's changed your life. I want to know what this book is. She said, the title of the book is called Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. And I discovered through reading this book, she says, that I can change my opinion about this thing that I thought about 5 years ago. That I don't have to believe the things that I believed. That I actually can modify my mindset. I can modify my belief system. And it completely changed my life, because now I don't get in as much conflict with people because I'm not saying potentially hurtful things because I don't believe them anymore. And she's found this very, very helpful. So here's an example of, you know, someone who did not believe they could change how they thought about things until they did, almost like a miracle. So I guess the bottom line is, I think everyone can change their beliefs about everything, not just about triathlon and training and all that sort of stuff. And again, we will bring this back to sport in some way. But the general idea behind it is, if you want to, you can. So I found this book. I found it on Amazon. It is called Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. There is an excerpt from the book I wanted to read. It's from an earlier version of the book, and they use this phrase called attitudinal healing. And I think what they mean from it is healing your attitudes. If you want to, if you want to change your attitude about something, there is a way to do it. And so the quote goes like this. So if you hear me say the words attitudinal healing, it's really talking about the ability to change your mindset or heal your mindset, so to speak. Here we go. Attitudinal healing is based on the belief that it is not people or conditions outside of ourselves that cause us to be upset. We are not victims of the world that we see. Rather, what causes us conflict and distress is our own thoughts and attitudes about people and events. Further, we are not only responsible for our own thoughts, we are responsible for the feelings we experience, and through exploring these feelings, we can eventually heal them. I mean, I've got two more paragraphs, but that is a powerful, powerful paragraph. And it really flies in the face with in what a lot of people believe, which is that when somebody does something to me, my thoughts about that are automatic. I can't control them. My feelings about it are automatic and I can't control them. Therefore, this notion that we're responsible for the feelings that we experience doesn't ring for a lot of people. How can I be responsible if somebody does a bad thing to me and I feel bad? I'm not causing the bad feeling. The other person is causing the bad feeling. But according to this notion of having control over our mindset, that's not true. What's causing the bad feeling is what you're thinking about what the person has said, and maybe believing what the person has said, and now reflecting that belief back on yourself, and now feeling bad about it, right? Like I said, this is complex stuff. Fascinating, fascinating stuff, but very, very complex. So again, the notion is that we are responsible for the way we think. We're responsible for the way in which we interpret what happens to us. And ultimately, we are responsible for how we respond to and feel and the emotions that we derive from what happens to us. It doesn't come from outside. It comes from within. Again, I know it's heady stuff. This is just to give you something to chew on as you go on about your day. Second paragraph, attitudinal healing involves correcting our misperceptions and removing the inner obstacles to experiencing peace. And this begins with having a willingness to find another way to look at the world, at life and death, to have peace of mind as our only goal and the willingness to forgive as our main function. It is discovering the value we have placed on holding on to grievances, blaming others, or condemning ourselves, and then making new choices to no longer find value in them. Finally, in attitudinal healing, we believe that the purpose of all communication is joining, not separation, that happiness is a choice, and that our natural state is one of harmony, creativity, and happiness. We create the disharmony and unhappiness we experience because of the attitudes we hold in our minds. I'll repeat that again because this is key. We create the disharmony and unhappiness that we experience because of the attitudes we hold in our minds. The separation we experience in our lives comes from projecting these thoughts and feelings onto people and onto events outside of us. And we begin to heal that sense of separation when we strive to ask ourselves in all of our encounters, is this situation, is this communication, is this experience I'm having, is it for joining or separating? Do I want to be happy or do I want to be right? So much to chew on there. So if I bring this back to triathlon and our athletic pursuits, first of all, to recognize that you can approach your athletic life in a new way only if you want to, but that you can, ought to bring a lot of people a lot of feeling of personal power and agency, because it is possible to change the way you think about how hard you train, right? So can you train harder? Can you train longer? Can you adopt a different diet, a better diet? Can you race a certain race at a certain time? Can you juggle family and work and training? I'm not even answering the question as to whether you should. This is a separate issue entirely. It's just, could you, if you wanted to, and could you have peace about your choices if you wanted to? And the answer, from my perspective, is a resounding yes. And if this book is any testament to it, just the title alone, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. So I just encourage you all to go on your week after having listened to this and just ask yourself, are there things about your life? Are there things about your training? Are there things that you want to change but don't believe you can? I would challenge that assumption. It is entirely possible that you can change the way you think about things. You know, I was going to end it there, but I think as I'm speaking, I just thought of one last example. You know, you've probably heard these anecdotal stories about people who are paralyzed. They have a spinal injury, devastating. They're in the hospital for months and months and months and months. And the doctors say, you're never going to walk again. And some people say, I believed that I would. And so that's a mindset. And then they end up walking again. And we all think it's like crazy, like that's a miracle. Like how could anyone think that they can walk again when a doctor tells them that they can't? Now, my point is not that the belief caused them to walk again, although it couldn't have hurt, because I'm pretty sure there are people that believe they can walk again and never walk again. So not to confuse your mindset and your beliefs with effectiveness, with getting what you want, but I think it points you in a better direction for getting what you want than the opposite. Believing that you can't do something almost guarantees that you're not going to do it. Believing that you can do that thing, it is just my feeling, it just increases the likelihood or probability that you do that thing. That's all I'm saying. So anyhow, I know a lot of you that are listening go like, oh, I feel like there's something in there. I should look into this more. Yes, look into it more. A lot of you out there are saying, this guy's crazy. There's my situation in life is such and such, and it can't be changed. I'm not here to argue of whether you know it can, you can or can't change what's going on in your life. I'm just arguing that you could change the way you think about it. That's all. That's it. That's my big message for everyone this week. If you've got any thoughts about this, I would love to hear from you. Tell me about the lunch. Tell me you can't change your mind about things. Tell me about a time that you did change your mind about something and it worked out or it didn't work out. I don't know what your story is, but I would love to hear it. So if you want to get a hold of me, my email address is thelonelytriathlete, all one word, @gmail.com. So that's it. I hope you all have a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year. And until next time, peace.